Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of February, recording at 8:53 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today in Asia. China continued to push higher, solid gains here today. But the rest of Asia's stock markets were mostly mildly subdued, I think due to Wall Street's weak performance on Friday, soft performance, I should say, on Friday. Now, today the European stock market indices were mostly in the minus column and closed near the lows of the day, with modest gains of a point to a point and a half or modest declines of a point to a point and a half or so. One of the reasons for this is that although Wall Street's main markets are closed today, the futures are open, and the S&P future is trading right now down in, over 10 points, and the NASDAQ composite future, that's the NASDAQ 100 future, is down over 20 points. So that's suggesting a softer performance on Wall Street tomorrow. Now, what else? Long-dated government bonds were firmer in here today. They've been firm overall, except for the U.S. Treasuries, which have taken quite a big hit in the last couple of months, but to show some loss of downward momentum. In action elsewhere, again a quiet day with the U.S. closed, but precious metals, as I speak, platinum futures are up 11, gold futures are up 80 cents, bullion at 942.25, and silver down 5 cents. Agricultural commodities, mixed. Industrial metals lower in here today, but modest declines. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously, investors remain extremely worried about the U.S.-led credit and insolvency crisis. And I wouldn't minimize this problem for a minute. There's a lack of confidence in terms of what the support program will do. And with some views saying that, well, it'll be irrelevant. I certainly don't think it'll be irrelevant. Some people say it won't work, or what do you mean by don't work? And some people, as pointed out in an article that I posted today, maintain that really all these efforts to, to the extent that these stimulus packages coming from the Obama administration and the Bush administration before it try to boost consumer spending, that's just stoking up the problem. Once again, postponing the denouement. At best, because as we all know, consumers should be saving more and running down their debt levels. But when the U.S. economy has been encouraged to become and allowed to become more than 70% dependent on the consumer sector, it's kind of hard to say, well, let's just let the economy chill out here for a few years while consumers get their financial act back in order. So, how will this play out? Well, we can expect the big infrastructure spending programs, the energy programs, energy sufficiency programs, green energy programs, but they take time to kick in. So, we can also expect an attempt here to goose consumer activity a little bit, and then psychologically to check the decline in house prices. And my own view is that the package will achieve some of its aims. How could it not to? We're talking about the government throwing trillions of dollars around. Will the U.S. economy be worse off or better off for this 20 years from now? We'll never know, because they're not going to sit by and let the whole system unravel and opt for an Austrian solution and then wait for the phoenix to rise from the ashes, as I've said before. And they're going to try to manage this all the way, cushioning the downside and preventing a severe recession turning into a depression. Again, I think they'll succeed in that, but the other recipe might be fairly slow growth. From an investment standpoint, what you see in the charts, I think, is a good indication of the fundamental differences here. Well, except that it understates it. China's moving upwards quite smartly, and so are some other attractive emerging markets, such as Brazil. And that's been going on really since Wall Street's been ranging. If Wall Street breaks down, and that's a serious risk, then how far it runs, I don't know, but obviously sentiment would deteriorate further. Not that it isn't already pretty bearish. But if Wall Street hits new lows, and it's flirting with those lows here right now, or pressuring them, perhaps I should say. So that could rein in, I think would almost inevitably rein in China, Brazil, and other markets that are performing. They're not going to do it on their own. The Wall Street leash effect is still too important psychologically. But again, I doubt at this stage whether China and Brazil would actually move to a new low if Wall Street had another significant downward move. But they would certainly pull back and experience extended base formation development prospects. The bottom line point here, though, is that whenever we get that next upturn in stock markets, it's not going to be led by the USA. It's going to be, which remains the epicenter of global economic risk, unfortunately. And the upside's going to be led by the economies that are in better shape, the creditor nations. We can pretty well bet on that now that we see evidence of that in the chart action already. So again, if that Wall Street leash effect remains just neutral, as I mentioned before, and that would require the S&P at minimum moving back above 8,000 and say 850, beg your pardon, S&P moving back above 850. Currently it's at 809.50 on the futures contract. But above 850, then we would have some evidence, more evidence that Wall Street was going to hold within its current range. And as I've said before, the longer that Wall Street or any other stock market holds within this sideways trading range, or at least doesn't break down out of it, the more likely that action looks like a base formation development. And markets that are able to sustain breaks up out of those trading ranges, as China is attempting to do, are of course trending. Now, what else to mention here? The long-dated government bonds. There's sufficient concern about the weakness of the global economy and the risk of deflation to prop up these long-dated government bond prices for the most part at often record low yields or near record low yields. Now, the U.S. has done less well because of the credit problems here. Just too much debt overall. Creditor nations are already holding too much in the way of U.S. debt in terms of a diversified portfolio. I don't think they're going to suddenly dump it, but they're not going to buy as much as they have in the past. I would think that's kind of a no-brainer. Also, the U.S. dollar. This is a really interesting one. It is firm in here again today. Actually nudging, or attempting to nudge up out of its current trading ranges against a number of currencies overall. Although the US dollar index, to put this in perspective, is closed here today at 86.66. So that's firm here overall. It's within a couple of points of its peak that we saw, what was that, a couple of months ago or so. So the greenback is still steady here overall. I think this is due to what has been the trend momentum recently, plus a concern that deleveraging is also increasing the demand for US dollars, and there would be some truth to that. It's not just a concern, but it's unsustainable in my view, and it's also going to weigh on the US economy going forward. Now, maybe the administration is less concerned about dollar strength right now because the US export sector isn't all that strong anyway. And who are they going to export to in a weak global economy? Whereas at least they can say that it's helping to it's helping to slow beg your pardon, it's helping to hold inflationary pressures in check, and that leaves the central bank free to continue to pump liquidity into the system in an effort to somehow float the US economy a little bit higher in terms of GDP growth. Okay, industrial metals. Well, expect a long bottoming out and base building process, but I think that has actually commenced overall. Crude oil, again, expect a long bottoming out process. That's what we've seen after all burst bubbles following oil price spikes, and I don't see any reason why it should be different this time. Precious metals, well, they remain in form, and I'm happy to be overweight in that sector. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. So I'll just end by saying, as I usually do, all the very best to all of you.